Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Blessings be upon you. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, we're going to be just chatting. Honestly, I haven't done one of my just expressive podcasts in a long time. And I feel the need to do so just because we're all in new spaces. We're in a new season. A lot of the people in the States are dealing with daylight savings. And so time is now literally shifted and we're getting more light than darkness. We're in sunshine more than we are in darkness. Or you know what I mean. But it's an interesting time to be for me and for others as well. I just want to take this time to express to you guys because I know there's so many people who are struggling through this transition. But, you know, anytime it's going from like darkness to light, the transition is going to be a little shaky, a little shifty. Personally, I feel that I've come out, or I'm coming, and I'm saying coming out of a season where I was going through trials, tribulations, a lot of heavy testing, but more so seeing like the parts of me that keep me separated from God very heavily. During the winter time, it was just a lot of me being able to truly see those things that keeps me separated from God. And ultimately, it's just sin, you know? And when we are engulfed in sin in so many ways and not consciously of it, you know, it can really put a hindrance on our journey and us moving forward. And so seeing that, I was like, wow, Lord, like, thank you for showing me, you know, these hurdles that I keep stumbling over on my path. And, you know, God is faithful to get us to where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. And so going through this past couple of months, it has been a testament to, one, God's love and his mercy and his grace. God is good and his mercy endures forever, period. Okay. Like, God has been so good, because sometimes I'll like break down in tears and just be like, God, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want this life. I don't want to feel that way. And there's times, there's been periods in my life where God had freed me from sin to the point where, you know, I was almost like on a high horse because I'm like, man, I'm not sinful. And then God was like, yes, you are. Let me uncover some stuff that's still in your heart. And so, you know, you get brought back down to a certain space. I call it the feet of the Lord, where you're at the feet of the Lord, literally just crying out for mercy and grace and forgiveness, and not realizing that all those things are already granted and given because God loves you so much. Like, anytime I sit down and just take a deep breath, that is the ultimate reminder that God still loves me because I'm able to breathe. If God didn't love me, I wouldn't have any air to breathe. I wouldn't have any beat in my heart, you know? And so anytime I'm able to just do that, it is a reminder that God is still in control and he's still working, and he's still working on me. That's the point. We're all kind of like works in progress. You know, God is here perfecting us. He's the potter, and he is, you know, we're the clay, and he's molding us and shaping us into who he has always envisioned us to be. There's scripture, I'm paraphrasing, so don't drag me, but in the Bible it talks about that, how God formed us in secret places, and that how he knew us before we knew ourselves, how he imagined us, and he created us in his image, right? So God already has a plan for our lives. He knows every hair on our head. Like, he loves us infinitely. And sometimes when we get here on this earthly journey, we kind of forget the love that we come from or that we were made from. And it's so easy to in this world, because there's just so much loveless energy here that sometimes you get joined to it. And I found myself being joined to that energy so consistently and often over the past couple of months because it was easy to, especially when you feel like you're just stuck in a space, right? And God the whole time has just been there guiding me through it. I know I've been stumbling a lot, and you know, I'm putting the little spotlight on myself, because just to give you honesty, no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't try to be perfect anymore. I'm not going to even kind of like try to cap and act like I try to be perfect, but I very much have accepted my humanity and understanding that everything that is good about me is God. Like, everything, every last ounce of love, joy, life, it's all from God. And I'm just like blown when it even occurs in my life now. So when moving forward and like walking forward, the only thing I can do is just be grateful and thankful for the mercy that I'm shown, because I've seen through experience just how sinful the flesh is and just how disobedient and rebellion the flesh is. And sometimes I feel very trapped in my flesh. And so I purposely walk after the Spirit by reading my word, reading the word of God, studying, trying to connect with the Lord, praise and worship, praying, you know, taking that time to really spend with the Lord. And sometimes I don't even want to. And so it's that much harder when you're like, you're trying to force yourself to do it. But there's a time, it's like the Spirit of the Lord will lead you to those times when it is sincere. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, there's times when maybe I just get in the car and I'm going to get something to eat. And then all of a sudden, you know, I get emotional because God brings something across my mind. You know, thoughts just be flowing out here, right? And sometimes if we catch on to them, we latch on to something, then, you know, we can kind of expand on that thought and take us down this, you know, a good path sometimes, right? If you're thinking on the right things. And so God will bring a thought to my mind and I'll just kind of follow that thought and find myself in a moment of like sincere praise, worship, and connection with the Lord. And sometimes it's harder when I'm distracted by all the stuff that's happening around me. And that's like one of the biggest points of why I'm bringing this up, is a lot of stuff on the outside of you is noise. A lot of it is just noise. You know, there is a enemy. Whoever that enemy is for you is for you. You know, for me and my story, it has been the Satan of the senses, you know, Satan, serpent, dragon, all these negative dark forces and energies. And even myself, you know, I had to come to terms, like, let's get real spiritual here. Like, I had to come to terms that there are perhaps a higher version of myself that isn't good. There may be a higher version of me that is good and that is under God's headship and that is ordained and blessed. But there's another version of that higher self that is wicked and that is the opposite of that, right? And I bring this up because of polarities. Like, there's a opposite or counterpart for pretty much everything that there is. You know, where there is light, there is day. You know what I'm saying? And so coming to terms with that, I got to see, like, wow, okay, Lord, this is why I need you. This is exactly why I need you, because if I don't have you in my life, I become that and I don't want to be that. And so connecting with the Lord, this is the importance of connecting with the Lord, developing that relationship with the Lord, because when those enemies and inner enemies, external enemies, the noise, all this stuff comes to try to encamp you and take you out, you know that you have the Lord to come and deliver you. You know, the one who overcame death and hell, darkness, everything. Jesus Christ is the victor over all of those things. And when you know you have the Lord within you, God, you got Christ within you. When you know you have accepted that within you, you know that whatever the enemy is doing outside of you and around you, it's not going to prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It won't work because God has thank you, Lord. God has already dealt with it. It's already done. There's nothing that can happen. There's nothing that can be done to undo what God has already done. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you get into this space of going, God, you got it. God, you got this. There's been seasons in my life where I don't even trip about like what's going on outside of me or even what's going on within me, because there's always that internal battle, especially when you're moving forward on a spiritual journey, because, you know, we all somewhat have media or TV. You may see something unintentionally and it disturbs your spirit or it disturbs your peace. And, you know, obviously we're trying to get to a space where that doesn't happen. But when it does, it may cause some friction in the mind or maybe even a split. And when that happens, it creates that energy. But sometimes I've been in a season where I'm going, you know, God, I'm not even going to pay attention to that. I already know you dealt with it. I already know you got this handled. All I got to do is call out to you. That one time you call out, God is already moving. He's already working. As soon as you ask God for help, God is helping, you know? And that's the beauty of this journey. He doesn't leave us out here to fend for ourselves. You know, God is the victor. Some battles are not even our battle. That's the craziest part about it. Some battles and some things that we face and go through, it's not even for us to deal with. And that's like the mortal mentality of it all, is because we feel like we have to do everything right without God. And we try to, you know, play the God of our lives. And that's a very real thing. That's why earlier I brought up that higher self, because there are versions of ourselves that think they are God, right? And they're not. There's only one God. There's only one Most High. There's only one creator of all, right? The other ones are mimics, right? They're clones. They want to be that, but they're not. And when we accept that within ourselves, we get back into that space of humility, of knowing that God is in control and there's nothing that we can do about anything but allow God to be everything and anything and create and do and fix and break whatever that he wants, because it's in his hands at the end of the day, including you, how you turn out. Again, like, sometimes God brings you through heavy lessons, darkness, mud, all this stuff, and he's guiding you through that because he wants you to get something out of that. Maybe it's strength, maybe it's confidence, maybe it's certainty, maybe it's trust and hope and faith in him. Maybe it's a deeper level of those things. Maybe it's something that he's trying to pick within your heart. Maybe it's love. Maybe he's taking you through something that softens the heart or softens your mind or your spirit to the point where you're more accepting or loving or forgiving. God will take you through situations to kind of tear up some of the roots in your being and your heart, and to kind of get those things out of there and then strengthen the good stuff, right? The righteousness, the righteous trees and roots within you, right? Watering those things of life and love within you, and uprooting those things that are negative within you, but understanding that it's all a part of God's plan. And so when you're going through those seasons of darkness or where it feels like you are not who you want to be, right? Just know God's got it. He's perfecting you. He's guiding you. He's walking you through something. And at the end of that, you're going to be different no matter what. There's going to be a season change. There's going to be a shift. And when you get to that new point, you're going to be different. This is the importance of, like, I always say it on my podcast. I feel like I talk about this all the time, but planting the right seeds. This is so important. I've tried on my journey to get some ounce of light daily, whether that's through reading the word of God, praying, listening to sermons, going to church, praise and worship in private times or in church, listening to music that is going to guide me in the right direction. It's not even about being guided, but to help me connect with the Lord, you know, because there's times where sin makes us feel separated, and understanding that we are never separated from the Lord. Not in one moment ever have we been separated from the Lord, but it's sin. It's death. It's all these things that tells us that we are, or that enemy that tells us that we are when we aren't. And when we take our eyes off God and put it on the distractions or the noise or the things of this world, we get caught up in those things. But all it takes is just sitting. Ooh, there it goes. Be still. Got to sit still. Take a deep breath. Be still and know that I am God. Boom. And allow God to be God. And know that he's already working. He's already working. He's already making a way. Like, God is... Powerful. But I bring up this all because I know there's people out here struggling. I know if I just went through it, whoo, God knows what y'all going through. God bless y'all for real, because we're some real warriors. And just a reminder that it's not about a victory. It's about enduring, right? At the end of all of this, you know, pushing towards the mark of the high calling is a hard journey. It's not easy. It's not easy. And God told us that. You know, picking up your cross is not easy. There may be times of peace, love, joy, and all these things, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come with a battle to get back to that space or to get into that space. You know, there's times where you feel like you're losing your mind. There's times where you feel like you can't move forward, that you're stuck. There's times when you are the one stopping yourself from moving forward, and there's nothing that's holding you back, but it's something internally, right? There's those times. Whew. At those times, this is where you call out on the Lord. This is when you entrust in God to get you and to move you and to do whatever that needs to be done. This is when you really trust in the Lord, because he's your anchor, your source. You know, he didn't send you out here to just be out here, right? He sent you here for a purpose and a plan. He has a destiny for your life. And to walk in that destiny, sometimes you have to call on God, because only he can fulfill or bring that destiny to you or bring you to that destiny. So the more we surrender, the more that we just admit, like, God, I need you. God, I need your help. The more we do that, the more we depend on the Lord, the more the Lord is going to come through for us. And there's times where we don't even have to do it. That's the crazy thing about it. God knows everything we're going to say before we say it. He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. He knows all of it. So sometimes you don't even have to do anything but thank God. Thank and praise God through whatever situation, you know, and all that's doing is just letting God know that you know that it's already done, that it's already fulfilled. And that's the beauty of all of this. So just as a reminder, you know, keep pushing forward, keep praying, keep calling out to the Lord. He hears you every time you do so. Don't let anything, not even your own thoughts, tell you that God doesn't hear you every time you cry or every time that you pray, because he hears you. Even the smallest prayers, Even the smallest prayers God hears. He hears it. When you're walking down the street and you see something and you know you bless that situation or you bless that person, God hears those prayers. The very simple ones, he hears those as well. You know, I sometimes feel like I always gotta be boohoo crying and just broken to my very lowest point for God to move on my life. And well, I felt like that. In the past couple of years, God has shown me something completely different. There's times God has shown up for me and I'm like, woo, I didn't even know I needed you to show up, but I'm glad you did. He's always on time. He never fails. And he always loves. So with that being said, that is in this podcast. I hope it was helpful or made some sense. I just wanted to express that because I definitely know if I went through some stuff in this past couple of months transitioning from the winter into spring, I know that other people have also dealt with some stuff, but give yourself a pat on the back. Thank God because you made it. You know, that point is now over. You're transferring into a season of what I like to call the unveiling, right? All the stuff that was hidden or dormant under the winter seasons, those are the things that are going to spring up. Life, you're going to see that beauty. I'm not so much talking about like physically on the outside of you, but all those traits, all those things that perhaps you were like, man, God, I miss this thing about myself, or I miss this connection that we had, or this or that, right? Those things, they're going to blossom again. Those relationships, those experiences, those, I guess, best parts of yourself, those things are going to shine through and be brought forth back up. And I just think that's beautiful because God has a plan. That's a plan for all these seasons, all these things. So, with that being said, I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful, blessed day.